we bore, for my soul. Sweet bore, for my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at His feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all of Your many blessings. We thank You for another day that You have made and another day that You have blessed us to be able to see. We thank You for life this morning. We thank You for health. We thank You for strength. We thank You for waking us up this morning and allowing us to be in our right mind. We thank You for Your mercy, O God, that is new this morning. New mercy, new favor, new grace, new power, new strength, new refreshing, whatever it is that we may need that is new. You provide us newness every single day because Your faithfulness is great. You are a consistent God. You are a faithful God. You are a God that never fails, never falls short of Your glory. You never come up short. You never have to come back on Your word or retract anything that You've said. But everything that You have said in Your word, O God, Your word has promised that it will not return back unto You void, meaning you don't have to repent. Bible tells us that You're not like man, that You are lie, nor the son of man, that You have to repent. And we thank You, God, that Your word is Your bond. And so as You bless us to see another day, God, we thank You for another day that You have made. We thank You for all that You have done and all that You have in store for us on this day. For we know that You know the way that we should take. You know our expected end that You have anticipated for us. You know everything that's coming about us on this day. You know the battles that we might have to fight. You know the wars and the traps that may be set before us. And so, God, we look to You, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to You, our source and our strength. We look to You this morning that You would come to more and have Your way in our hearts and in our minds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Sweep over our souls even right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And as You sweep over our souls, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike You, Lord, we need You to remove those things out of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You tell us in Your word that You are faithful and just to forgive us if we would just confess our sins, if we would just confess our faults, if we would just cast them over to You and declare them, to identify them, to take them from up out of under the covers or take them up out of the closet, and to place our faults, place our issues, place our hindrance, place our sins before You so that You can wash them and cleanse us, O God. It's not like You don't know what they are, Lord, but we must confess. We must confess it with our mouth because there is power with confessing, O God, whatever it is that we need with our mouth. There is power of life and death in our tongue. There is also a power of hidden things that if we don't confess them, God, God, you won't come in and you won't wipe those things out. And so we confess our sins even now this morning, God. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, we ask that you would wash us and cleanse us, purify us, and make us whole right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may run this race that you have set before us, oh God, for victory, oh God, because the preacher told us on Sunday that we are in it to win it, God. And I don't want to be weighed down by any weight, any hindrances, any sins. I don't want to be weighed down by anything that would cause a separation between me and thee, God, on this day. I'm not worried about tomorrow, God, because tomorrow is not promised, and the past is already gone, God, and I thank you for the present of right now. And so, God, wash us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet and saturate us and wash us in your blood right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, root up everything that's unlike you, God. Oh, God, those strongholds, oh, God, root them out of us right now in the name of Jesus. Break up every single chain, God, that may have us bound and have us hindered right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, cast the devil out of the minds and cast the devil out of the wheels and cast the devil out of the way of your people, God. We want to be free to worship you. We want to be free to adore you, God. We want to be free from the cares of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, root us up in you, God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us to pray, God. We need our roots to be strong and our roots to be deep in you in the name of Jesus. We don't want them to be superficial. We don't want them to be just on the surface, God, because when the trials and the tribulations come, Lord, we'll be swayed away. We'll be pushed away. We'll be uprooted. We become discouraged. We'll become dismayed. But help us to be rooted and grounded in you in the mighty name of Jesus, that our foundation may be strong. Our foundation may be sure. And so you tell us, you help us, you compel us, oh God, to be strong and rooted in you. You give us some blueprints, oh God. You tell us to be rooted and grounded in you, that men must always pray, and that we might find ourselves not fainting. We must find ourselves praying to you, God, our God, our King, our Lord, and our Savior. We must find ourselves to be willing to be praying to you, oh God. And so give us, oh God, a hunger and a thirst for prayer this morning, Lord. Give us a hunger and a thirst, oh God, after your righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a hunger and a thirst, oh God, for more of your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus, to walk holy, to walk acceptable, to walk according to your will. Give us a hunger and a thirst to do what's right in your eyes in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may receive the glory out of us, that you may receive the honor out of us, Lord, that you may receive the praise that you're worthy of out of us, God, and that we may walk worthy according to the vocation wherewith we have been called. We have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, God, and so we want to make your name glorious, Lord. We want to make your name proud, and so, God, wash us, cleanse us, purify us, make us whole. Let your glory be revealed in us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your glory shine up in us even now, God, that your glory might be revealed in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory, God, saturate us and reveal your manifestation of your power and of your glory in us in the mighty name of Jesus. Make us whole. Make us right. Make us presentable unto you. Who shall ascend unto the hills? Oh, God, nobody, God. Only those with a pure heart, God, and a clean mind, God. Only those that have a desire to be in your presence and a desire to do your will. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart and have not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, God. So help us even now, God. Get us straight right now, God. If time is running short, Lord. Oh, God, time is quickly, oh, God, coming to pass, God. You are soon to return, God, and we want your glory to be received, be revealed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to be vessels, God, today, vessels of honor, vessels of purity, vessels of holiness, vessels of righteousness. We want your glory to be revealed in us in the mighty name of Jesus. So shine your light in us even now, Lord. Time is running short, Lord. Shine your light in us even now, God, and wash up and clean up and root up out, God, and take out, God, everything that's unlike you, Lord, that causes a separation between us and thee. Adam's problem, God, is that he allowed sin, allowed selfishness, allowed his fleshly desires to get the best of him. And him and Eve, him and the woman, sin, God, they disobeyed your word. And, God, and it broke our fellowship with you. No longer could we abide with you in the garden, but we were cast out of the garden, Lord. And, God, so we want to get our relationship back with you. We have a desire to be
closer to you. And you tell us, oh, God, for us to be able to do that, oh, God, it's that men should always pray. We need to find ourselves earnest in prayer. God, give us a hunger again and a thirst for prayer, Lord. And then give us a hunger and a thirst to fast, Lord. You said these kinds come out by not by out only by fasting and praying. Fasting and praying. So give us, oh, God, to put this flesh under subjection. We can't do it upon our own, God, because our power can't do it. Our might can't do it. But it's by your spirit, says the Lord. You told us, God, that it's going to take your spirit, oh, God, to help us to walk right, to help us to talk right, to help us to live right, to help us to act right, to help us to speak right, to help us to think right. So, Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way in our hearts. Oh, God, shape us and mold us into the vessels that you need us to be. Oh, God, that we may declare your good news. We shall receive power and that we can be witnesses, not just to be high-minded, not just to be uppity. Oh, God, those are not the things that you've called for us to be, but you've called for us to be sober-minded, God. You've called us to be humble in all of our ways, Lord. You've called us to be meek in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, help us today to put flesh under subjection in every area of our lives, in our finances, God, in our discussions, in our walk, in our talk, in our actions, in our speaking. Oh, God, whatever it may be, God, we want to walk worthy, God, of our calling in every area of our lives. So, God, wash us and make us whole. And then as you prepare us, oh, God, to be a sanctuary that's pure and holy, tried and true, oh, God, prepare right now for the day's task and the days that you have, I mean, the time that you have ahead for us on this day. This is the day that has made. We're happy to be in this day, God, because it's another opportunity that we have, oh, God, to bless the God of our salvation. It's another chance for us to make your name glorious in this place, to let a dying world know that you still save, Lord, to let the dying world know that you still deliver and that you still set free. It's another opportunity to let our light so shine before men that they might see our good works and give you the glory and the honor and the praise. It's another chance, oh, God, to say yes to your will and yes to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. It's another chance and another opportunity, God, to make your name glorious in this place, Lord, because the world, oh God, is slowly beginning who you are. But every single day, God, you reveal yourself to this world. You allow the sun to rise, God, every single morning, God, because great is your faithfulness, God. Help us to declare your name, oh God, like the sun declares your name each and every single day. Help us to be obedient like the moon, oh God, as the moon declares your glory every single evening, God. It rises and brings light to the evening time, God, every single day, God, night, God. Help us to be obedient, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, like the things that you have created, oh God, those things that you created at the beginning. God, help us today in the name of Jesus to follow, God, after your will, God. Let your will be done, Lord. Give us the mind of Christ this morning, God. Give us the mind of Christ on this day. He says, not my will, nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done, God. We want your will to be done in every single area of our lives. Let your will be done even now, God. We submit to you. We say yes to your will, Lord. We say yes to your way, Lord. We say yes, we shall obey, God. We have another opportunity to get it right with you today. We have another opportunity to get in line with you today. We have another opportunity to move forward in you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, because your mercy endures forever. We thank you, Lord, today, because your mercy endures forever, Lord. We thank you again today, Lord, because your mercy endures forever, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, oh God, that overwhelms us and overcomes us and overshadows us, God, and shows us how great you are. You said, if any man, God, we must love you. We can't love you and not love those that are around us. So you've given us an example, God, to love, oh God, unconditionally. Love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you call for us to love. So touch us right now, God. Oh God, touch us right now, God. Spring up your spirit. Allow your spirit to refresh in us, oh God, to be manifested in us, oh God, to rain on us even now. In the name of Jesus, that your glory, God, might be revealed in our lives in the name of Jesus. We have a race that's set before us, Lord. We have a race, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a mission, a purpose, day by day, God. There's something that you need for us to do, God, every single day. Oh God, help us, oh God, today to fulfill your purpose in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may walk by faith and not by sight. Walking, oh God, according to your will, believing what your word says for us, believing what your word has declared for us, and help us to speak words of encouragement, words of light into ourselves in the name of Jesus. You tell us in the word that we have power of life and death in our tongues, that we have to speak those things that are not as though they were. Oh, God, give us the ability. Give us the mindset, God. Oh, God, break everything that causes us not to believe your word and help us to speak life into our lives in the name of Jesus, life into our homes. Help us to speak life, oh, God, even into our finances, Lord. It takes finances, oh, God, to beget finances, Lord. But help me to get my mind right, God, that I may submit to you in finances, Lord. Help me to get my mind right, God, that I may submit to you according to your word. Whatever it is that I need to speak, oh God, give me those words, Lord, because I know not what to say. But I thank you that your spirit, oh God, he takes our moanings and our groanings and he brings them before you. And so we call upon you now, God. We don't know what to say, Lord. But God, word our mouths, Lord. Your word promised us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You told them in Acts to go and that the Holy Spirit will give you direction and give you what to say. Don't worry about what you need to say. I'm going to give you the direction. I'm going to give you the words that you need to say to anyone that comes your way. God, give us the words of life today to speak into ourselves and to speak into our neighbors. God, give us the words of life to declare, God, into those that come our way, that we may breathe hope into someone today, that we may breathe encouragement into someone today, that we may speak light into their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us, oh God, today, oh God, to speak the words of life that your glory might be revealed today. We want your glory, oh God, to be manifest in this day, to walk with us, to talk with us, to be with us, to shine in us, to shine through us, oh God, to help our lights to shine, God. We need you, God, in every single area of our lives. And so, God, come to more and have your way even now, God. Have your way in us even now, God. Shape us and mold us and prepare us for this day, God, that you have set before us. Oh, God, everything that we put our hands to do, let it be done for your glory and your honor on this day. God, let it be done, God, that you may be pleased. God, let it be done, God, that your will might be done in our lives. Let it be done, God, that we may be empowered, oh, God, but ye shall receive the power of the Holy Spirit. We need your power today. We can't make it without your power. We can't make it without your anointing. We can't make it, God, today without you. We cannot make it, God. We cannot make it today. We cannot walk without you today. We cannot talk without you today. We are absolutely nothing without you, oh God, today. We are nothing, oh God, but dust, oh God, and we shall return back unto dust, God, but encourage our spirit man today. Strengthen our spirit man today. Let your glory be revealed in us, God, and let your will be done in our lives. We say yes even now, God. Yes to your will and yes to your way, God. Yes to your will and yes to your way, God. Remove the distractions, God. Help us to keep our eyes focused in on you, Lord. Help us to keep our hearts and our minds focused in on you in the mighty name of Jesus. And give us to pray even now, God. Give us to pray, God. Bring our minds under subjection, God. Bring our thoughts under subjection, Lord. And give me what to say. Give me how to say it. Give me what to say to speak life into these, your people right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lead us and guide us and direct us right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, lead us and guide us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, anoint us even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name, God. We give you all the glory and the honor, Lord, for you're worthy of praise. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy, oh God, of praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy, God, today. We give you the highest praise even now, God. Hallelujah, God. There's nobody like you, Lord. You're magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And so we acknowledge you today, that this morning, that we are nothing without you. So God, bless us and shape us and prepare us for this day. For as we enter into your gates today, give us to enter in with thanksgiving. Enter into your courts with praise. Enter into your place of worship, God, wherever we may be at. We are temples, God. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So everywhere we go, God, we're entering into your presence, God, because you are everywhere. David says, where can I go and find a place that you are not at? Now, he said, I can go to the highest mountains, and lo, you are there, or to the deepest valleys, and lo, you are there. Or I can get onto the wings of eagles, Lord, and fly to the deepest depths of the sea, God, and lo, you are there as well. And then he said, woe is me, God. He said, woe is me. You are everywhere, Lord. And so everywhere we go, God, we can have an understanding and a mindset that we will bless the Lord at all times and make your name glorious and give you thanksgiving from our hearts, oh God, and from our souls. Everywhere we go, God, let your joy, oh God, and let thanksgiving ring down and spring up in our souls, God, that we may make your name glorious everywhere we step and everywhere our feet trod, God, in the name of Jesus, to give you thanks and gratitude for all the many things that you have done. I want to be like David, oh God, on this day. I want to have the ability to bless the Lord at all times. I want your praises to continuously be in my mouth. I want it to be in my mouth all the day long, oh God, that I may make your name glorious, that you may come in and inhabit my praises, that you may come in, oh God, and have your way in my life, that you may come in, oh God, and have your way in my situation. I invite you in even now, God. Let your praises come in, oh God, and ring down in my soul, God. Whether I sing the song on key or I mistake the words or forget the words, God, I still want to bless you, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I want your praises to ring down in my heart, God, that I may make your name glorious, oh God, and that I may invite you in, Lord, into my situation, into my presence, oh God, that your glory might come in. Because every place that you show up, God, you show up strong and you show up mighty. Oh God, you never come in weak, oh God. You never come in inadequate, Lord. You could never come in ill-prepared, Lord. But every time you show up, God, you show up right on time. You did it for the children of Israel, God, over and over again, God. You showed up right on time, just when they needed you, God. Oh God, help us, oh God, to welcome you in, oh God, to our situation. God, welcome you in, oh God, to our afflictions. God, to welcome you in, oh God, into our cares, oh God, that you may come in, oh God, and show yourself strong and show yourself mighty on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, come to more and have your way, God, in us even now, and let the praises of our God, let it rise among us on this day. Let the praises of our King, Lord, let it rise among us on this day. Let the glory of our God, let it rise among us, oh God, on this day. Oh God, to lift us up where we're torn down. Oh God, to lift us up where we're struggling, God. To lift us up, God, to the place where we belong, oh God. You made us, oh God, into somebody special, God. You called us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, someone that you called out of darkness into your marvelous light, God. We are no longer, oh God, a below, God. We are no longer beneath, oh God. We are no longer, oh God, the foreigner, oh God, or the vagabond that we used to be, God. But we are now a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, God. You've called us to be somebody special, Lord. I'm nobody. I'm not a nobody anymore, but I'm somebody in you, God. So help us to walk worthy, oh God, today of being called a child of God. Help us to walk worthy, God, and to make your name glorious and to make your name proud on this day. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for us, all the doors that you've opened, all the ways that you have made. Bring all things back to our remembrance right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the family, Lord, today. Oh, God, the family is under attack day by day, God. Spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God, are doing things to try to disrupt and disable and make the family dysfunctional, Lord. But we bind the devil on every hand, Lord. We pray for salvation for every father, Lord. Oh God, we pray for salvation for every mother, oh God. We pray for salvation for our father, for our children right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we cast the devil out of our houses, Lord. We cast them out, God. That means we must put things under subjection in our homes, Lord. We must turn away the TV, oh God, and take time to pray, God. We must turn off the TV, oh Lord, and take time to commune together as a family, Lord. We must take time, oh God, to build one another up, oh God, and to encourage one another in the name of Jesus, God. Help us not to allow sin just to reside in the house, but for us to speak, oh God, and declare, oh God, the devil, that he is a liar. He is a deceiver. Oh God, he is, oh God, a loser, God. He's on the losing end of this fight. For you have already made me victorious, Lord. You have already won the fight, Lord. So we pray for the family this morning. Oh God, help the same marriages, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We rebuke divorces, oh God. We rebuke separation, God. We rebuke confusion on every hand in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the lives of a husband and a wife, Lord, we speak light into marriages right now, God. Oh God, bind the enemy, oh God, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He tries to steal away our love and our joy, oh God. He comes to destroy our relationship and our bonds, oh God. Oh God, he tries to come in and kill, oh God, our marriage and everything that we try to build, oh God. You said what God has put together, let no man put asunder, God. Help us, oh God, to become strong and bound together in the name of Jesus. Bind it together. Bind it with your spirit, oh God, and bound it, bound with your power, oh God. And so loose every shackle, God. Loose every hindrance, God. Loose everything that's unlike you that causes separation in our marriages today. And then we pray for power and strength and wisdom for our parents, oh God, those that are parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may train up our children in the way that they should go. So when they grow older, that they won't depart from it in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to train them up and to speak life into them, God. Help us to give them words of wisdom, oh God, that they may walk according to your word, oh God, and not according to their flesh in the name of Jesus. Help us to teach them how to flee youthful lust, oh God, and those things that will cause them to be destroyed, oh God. Help us, oh God, to give them the words of life, God, and let them have a listening ear to hear, God. It's time out for the foolishness, oh God, that our children are doing today, God. It's time out for their foolishness today, God, in the name of Jesus, because they don't know, God, that any day can be their last day. Just like us, God, this may be our last time. So, God, give us the mindset to bless you and to treat you with the respect and the honor, God, that you're worthy of, that you deserve from your people, God. Help us to train up our children, Lord, today. And cover them, God. Cast the devil out of their minds, Lord, today. Cast the devil out. He is a stronghold in the schools, Lord. He's strong in the schools today. But, God, help us to set our children aside for your glory. That's what Hannah did, Lord. She set Samuel aside for your glory, God. She set him aside, oh, God, so that he may be used for your kingdom, God. Help us, oh, God, to speak life into our children and set them aside for your glory, that you may use them in the work of your kingdom, that you may use them, oh God, in the work of the Lord, oh God, on this day. Help us, oh God, to cover our children in prayer, God. Help us to cover them, oh God, in prayer, God, today. And so we cover them right now, Lord. Oh God, we plead your blood over them right now, God. Wash them and save them today. In the name of Jesus, sanctify them and fill them with the gift of your Holy Spirit, God. And if you do that, God, they'll be kept, God, today. If you save them, God, they'll be kept today, Lord. If you fill them with your spirit, God, they'll be kept, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, save, oh God, sanctify, and fill our children with your Holy Spirit, oh God, on this day. And then we pray for the people of God, Lord. We pray for our extended family to give us witness, to be witnesses in our home, to give us witness, to be witnesses, God, on our job, to give us witnesses to be, you give us power to be witnesses to our neighbors and to be witnesses to those that are on our job, to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world, God. Give us, oh God, the power to be bold for you today. Everywhere we go, whether we're going on a plane, Lord, or in a train or automobile, wherever we are traveling to of today, whether it's even walking or riding a bike, let us be a witness for you. Let us give you glory, oh God, and be an example of you in this dark and dying world. Help us, Lord, today, to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Help us, God, today, to be about our Father's business. Time is running short. Time is running to an end. You are soon to come. And as you are soon to come, God, we want ourselves to be prepared. Let there be oil in our lamps, Lord. Let there be oil in our lamps, Lord. We don't want to be like those virgins who were not prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. We don't want to miss you when you come. But we want to be caught up to meet you in air when that trumpet sounds. We want to be caught up to meet you when it's our time to come, oh God, before you. And so, God, shape us and mold us for this day. We don't ask for anything for tomorrow. We don't ask for anything for next week, because those times and those hours are not promised. But as I walk through this day, God, shape me and mold me and prepare me to be the vessel that you need for me to be on this day. I pray for every member of Praise Center, Lord. I thank you for them, oh God, entrusting me, oh God,
to lead them, because somebody has to submit to you for you to lead them. They have to submit to for you to be able to lead them. So I want to thank you for everybody that you have put under my purview and supervision at Praise Center. I thank you for making us into a great church, Lord. I thank you for breathing greatness into us. For eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into our hearts what great things you have in store for us at Praise Center. Oh, God, we haven't seen anything yet, but your glory will be manifest and be revealed in our lives every single day. Help us and remind us, oh, God, that our theme for you this year is to move forward, Lord. And so we continue to press towards you in spite of the obstacles that may come our way, in spite of the issues that may come our way, in spite of the shortcomings that we may have, Lord, we press our way towards you. We don't give up hope, but we're fighting for you today, God. We're pressing towards you today. We won't let go. We're not quitting in this battle. Oh, God, we have too much invested in you, God. We're in it to win it, Lord. We're in it to win it in the mighty name of Jesus. And you have already given us the victory, Lord. You have already made a way of escape for us. You won't put no more on us than we can bear. And so, God, help us to walk in your power, walk in your spirit, walk in your might today with our heads held high, with our arms emboldened and blazing. Encourage, oh, God, to fight the good fight of faith in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because you have given us, oh, God, weapons that are not carnal, but you have given us, oh, God, weapons that are mighty, God, today. They're not carnal, oh, God, but the pulling down of strongholds, but they are mighty, God. They are mighty, God, today. You have given us everything that we need to be victorious on this day. We started this day off with prayer, praise and prayer, and prayer and praise is what's going to keep us throughout this day. So I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, that you would bless her today, that you would keep her today as she prepares herself for the morning coffee break. Anoint her even now, God, to speak with power and clarity, to breathe life into your people, to breathe encouragement into your people, for everyone that's under the sound of her voice that tunes in to listen. Bless her even now. We pray for Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. We thank you for them. Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord, we pray for them on this day. We pray for her on this day, that you would strengthen her, encourage her, anoint her on this day. Take away those pains, oh God. We bind those arthritis, as Bishop Tyman said. We bind those the arthritis and the pain, oh God. Drive it away, God. Send healing even right now, Lord. Haven't talked to her in a little while, Lord. But touch her body from the very crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Breathe life into her, God. Breathe healing into her, God. Touch her body right now, God, and bless her on this day. We pray for Sister Missionary Myrna Howard, Lord, and Missionary Lasandra Miller. We pray for Sister Valerie Miller and Brother Victor Merriweather, Lord. Stir up in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Eric Coulter, Sister Connie Coulter, Lord. Little Jalen, Lord, Christopher Outlaw, and Yasmina Outlaw, Zachariah Outlaw. We pray for them today, that you will bless that family, Lord, that you will send peace into that family. Oh, God, that you would anoint that family, great family, God, that you have a great makings in, God. You have something great in store for them, Lord. Help us, oh, God, and to not give up, oh, God. Though trials may come, though billows may roll, God, help us to stand upon you. Help us to remain steadfast in you. Encourage them, oh God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham, Lord. Continue to bless them. Those that intercede for us and partner with us, even though they may not be local, God. They still call Praise Center their church. So we pray for them, oh God, today. That you would bless them on this day. That you would bless them, oh God, in their endeavors, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray, oh God, for those that are partnered with us, oh God, Evangelist Lisa Moore-Law, God, that you will bless her and touch her. We pray for her son, Justin, oh God, who she's asked for prayer on many occasions, God. Save in that household, God. Deliver and set free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for my brother, oh God, Larry Brown, Lord. I pray that you would touch him even now, God, and bless him as he enters into another semester of school, God. I pray that you would grant him favor, oh God, in everything that he puts his hands to do, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God.
I pray, oh God, for those that are on our prayer list, God. I don't have all of the names, oh God, but you know those that have asked for healing and those that have asked for prayer for their spouses and those that have asked for prayer for their families, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for them. I pray for my son Eric, oh God, as he prepares, oh God, to enter into a new level, oh God, a new era of his life as he enters into college, Lord. I pray that you would send all of the resources that he needs his way in the name of Jesus. Send the scholarship money in, God. Send the finances that he needs, God, oh God, to be able to be successful in school, oh God. Give him a mindset to be focused in on school, God, in the name of Jesus, and not be distracted by the things, oh God, that school brings, oh God, but help him to keep his eyes on the prize and his eyes on you. And if he keeps his heart and his mind and his eyes focused on you, God, then you would lead him, oh God. Help him to not lean unto his own understanding, but in all his ways to acknowledge you so that you will direct his pathways and grant him favor, God. I speak aid, oh God, in all of his semesters, God. I speak that all the bills are met, God, for his schooling, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for his education, God, books, oh God. Send the resources his way, God. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, God. Help him to understand the importance of sowing into you, God, so that you can pour out your blessings upon him in the name of Jesus. Help him to line himself up with the right teachers, oh God, with the right people, oh God, that you may get the glory out of this next level in his life. And then I pray for Bishop Ted Thomas, my leader, God. I pray that you would anoint him this day, that you would continue to keep him and strengthen him and encourage him. God, I pray that you bless him, give him long life. Help us uphold his arm, oh God, that the anointing may continue to run down Aaron's beard, that he would be a blessing, continue to be a blessing to not only our jurisdiction, but to be a blessing to this state and to be a blessing to our church at large. I pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake, Lord. I pray for the general board, every member, God, to be peace on the board. And even as those that are running for general board, God, let souls be their main objective. Let souls be the main objective, not to sit on the high seat, Lord, but that lives may be changed, that we may be effective, oh God, in the lives of the people, effective witnesses. You've given a pastor not to lord over the people, but you call for pastors, the leaders, to be an example to the people. Oh, God, help them, oh, God, that are running, to have the mindset to be an example to the people in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we pray for Mother Thomas in Mother Town. And then we pray for the success of our up-and-coming meeting, Lord. Let our convocation be a revival, Lord, that souls might be saved, souls might be delivered, the captives may be set free. Let it be done for your glory, God. Let it be done for your honor. And let it just be a revival, God, that you may get the glory out of your people. And then bless us on this day. Lead us and guide us and direct us, that you may receive the glory. Bless our speaker, God, as I'm nearing the airport now. Give him safe traveling mercies and grace, God. Take him to his destination safely, Lord. And then make another opportunity, oh God, that we would be able to fellowship again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless him in everything that he puts his hands to do as he serves the young people, oh God, in California Southwest, and as he serves the evangelist department in his district, God. Everything that he puts his hands to do, serving the bishop, God, let it be done for your glory and for your honor. Undergird him. Send in the resources that he needs, that he may be effective in everything that he do. Anoint him, oh God, to assist Pastor Atlas, God, in everything that he puts his hands to do. Let it be done for your glory, God, that you may get the glory out of him in everything that he does. We thank you, God. We bless your name, and we bless you, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. And thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. And this is in the name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.